have some difficulty with time, and then we'll get to you, Mr. Hafen. I'm sorry. This one shouldn't take long.
Item 22, from the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to amend the financial management policies included in the 2014 adopted budget.
Mr. Fudd?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. This is simply changing some language that was included in the financial policy section of the 2014 adopted budget, just to make it, while maintaining the spirit, to say that our general policy is to make sure that one-time revenues are used for one-time expenditures, maybe not make it quite so specific that certain items get hung up in that policy. So it's simply a cleanup. I did consult with the comptroller in putting this together, and he was fine with it, so I ask for your approval.
Mr. Hare, do you have any input on this?
Just one concern, Mr. Chairman. One of the types of revenue that might be covered by this policy, that would be covered by this policy, is insurance proceeds. And given some of the things that have transpired from the time this was drafted until today with regard to some possible improprieties with the handling of insurance funds, I think it'd be okay, at least I would suggest that you lay it over until we get a better handle on what actually happened with these insurance proceeds. I'm not going to get any more specific than that. You all read the newspaper. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Well, and we did receive a letter from Universal Restoration Services informing us that one of their employees was arrested and released on allegations that it's about work at his previous employer, and they want to continue to work with us, so I think it's probably prudent that we move slowly on this. So,
well, I get the policy side and the legal side, but in doing the audit of the fire, for example, we've had some discomfort about insurance money, and this latest twist just raises that level of discomfort. So I think it just makes sense to let us figure out if there's any additional steps we need to take on this.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move to lay over the resolution attached to item 22.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
I guess the question on this whole discussion did arise when Mr. Mansky pointed out that he couldn't pay certain things because of the budget concern. If we in fact have, for example, a payment from an insurance company arising out of the cost of the fire, will this policy mean that there has to be an itemization of what the insurance company is paying, and then the revenue received may only be used for the items that were set out in the itemization? Or are we going to be really kind of tying our hands here with regard to covering the general cost of doing things, including perhaps some of even county costs as we, you know, address the remediation? So I'd like to understand what we're talking about here with, quote, one-time costs.
Mr. Chairman, I think that those are the kinds of questions and concerns that go right to the heart of why I think we should maybe just take a little time out here. I think I understand the policy side of this, because if it's a one-time revenue to cover a one-time expense, especially an extraordinary, you know, kind of an emergency-type situation with an insurance payment, I get it. And I'm not here to carry the comptroller's water or to agree or disagree with DAS. It's just that from the time we talked about this last, there's been an awareness is now out there of an incident or more with one of our key contact people on insurance proceeds. I would just like time to digest what that process is in greater detail, what kind of accountability is built into it. There's a chance we come back here and we say this policy is perfect, no problem. There's a chance we come back and say, you know what, given the nature of this kind of revenue, it makes sense to have maybe more instead of less scrutiny or oversight.
So if we support the layover, that'll permit you to do that, is that correct?
I believe it would, and I would ask for a call of the chair because, you know, this audit took a little bit of a turn on the cost side. We want to make sure that if we're coming back to you to talk about costs, that we've got a level of comfort that, well, we clearly don't have right now. We have a level of comfort with what we're seeing in terms of cooperation information from the administration, but we don't know to the extent that there was some activity that shouldn't have occurred with one of the people who doesn't work here anymore, if that had any impact at all on the cost reporting. We just need time to sort that out.
So could we ask the author of the amendment to add that friendly?
Mr. Chairman, I move to lay over item 22 to the call of the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussion on this item? If not, can you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Excuse me.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay over item 22 to the call of the chair prevails.
Okay. Item 10.